Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh.
That made her blind.
She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. So I come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. Out of this oil in my alabaster box. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise. Let's worship him. Come on and give him glory.
bright as the morning star. Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me? Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Jesus, you're beautiful.
sing, yeah.
Everybody's one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Just like he did it before. How many know we need him to do it again? All right, here we go. Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more. Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more.
Just like you did it before,
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Just like
you did it before,
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Just like
you did it before,
on Pentecost,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Just like
you did it before,
in the upper room,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Tonight,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Right now,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Baptize us in the Holy Ghost. You know what? I've been walking with the Lord a long time, and I have to have the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost and fire moving inside of me in order for me to live the life that he wants me to live.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Darkest night, you are close like no one.
I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
Hey!
For those
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and from Jesus Christ, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you. Hallelujah. I will start with Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Cry the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightning. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. All taste and see that the Lord is good. All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want of them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Holy Spirit, move in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, revive in our midst. Move in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Move in our minds and our thoughts, Holy Spirit. Move in us, Holy Ghost. Move in this service. Move in our homes. Move in our families. Move in the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, hover over this service. Hover over the radio. Hover over the prayer line. Hover over our homes, our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Lead us, guide us. We surrender totally to you. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, our brother, our comforter. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. We need you, Holy Spirit. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Forgive us of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. We have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory of God. So we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us. Forgive, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Forgive us and cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Deliver us, O God, from the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God. Deliver our children. Deliver our grandchildren. Deliver our spouses. O God, we say mercy. Deliver us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus wash us clean. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. We claim all the unlimited blessings that is in the blood of Jesus. We claim healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, the blood, deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Restoration in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, soul, and body. We apply the blood, the blood, the blood. We search every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, our mindset in the blood of Jesus. Our possessions in the blood of Jesus. We prosper the works of our hands. We cover the works of our hands with the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak for us. We cover our cars with the blood of Jesus. Transportation back and forth to work with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We cover the food we eat with the blood of Jesus. The water we drink with the blood of Jesus. Our footsteps with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the armor. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the full armor. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, everyone that is under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within. Father, baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Baptize us. Empower us, Spirit of the living God. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your glorious in your holy name. How great is our God? We love you, Jesus. Father, this morning we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Every plan, every satanic calendar against us, against our children, against our grandchildren, against our spouses, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me. Good morning to those of you that are just joining. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 3. We've been doing Matthew chapter 3 the book of Matthew and John. Probably going all over. Hallelujah. But we'll be talking about John the Baptist and Jesus Christ and trusting in the Lord, believing, as Mary said, be it unto me in the name. So we're going to look at John chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and power, and fire. Holy Ghost and fire, I'm sorry. Whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into a garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. So to fulfill all righteousness, we talk about fulfilling purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. John came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus is being baptized by John. John do not want Jesus to baptize him. But what did Jesus say in 15? And Jesus answered unto him, suffer it be to, so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And he suffered him. What does it mean? That's John's assignment. He has to do it. And then when Jesus was baptized, he went straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. As I bring this word, Lord, let it not be me but Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I decrease. And let Christ, the Spirit of Christ, increase in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus baptized. The heavens were open. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Then verse 17 said, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungry. He had fasted already. He had finished the fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Tempt him. Hallelujah. He received the Holy Ghost. Don't forget, there was nothing done until Jesus was baptized. And the Spirit of God came. It was time now for him to do his assignment. Hallelujah. Who led him to the wilderness? Who led him? If you read it, everybody open your Bible. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. What was the purpose? To be tempted of the devil. To be tempted of the devil. After he received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit led him. Sometimes you say, oh, it's this thing and that thing. Remember Job? Job went. He said, oh, God asked it. Ask Satan, have you touched my servant? And I'm saying to you, this is Jesus Christ. This is the Son of God. This is Jesus, God incarnate. Same Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness, led him into the wilderness to be tempted. We run from wilderness experiences. We cry out to God, help us, help us. But Spirit of God at times sticks us into the wilderness. Let's look at the wilderness. The children of Israel went through the physical wilderness. And they had to learn all the precepts, and they gave Moses a hard time, grumbling. So some of them couldn't go to the promise. The older generation couldn't go. One of the younger kids could go to the promised land because of murmuring and complaining. Wilderness. Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God led you into a different situation, into the wilderness, in different things in your life, then you think he will empower you to endure what happens in the wilderness? Do you think he will give you the grace? Psalm says, Psalm 33, yet do I walk through the valley of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. What does it come back to, my brothers and sisters? I keep hearing this word, trust. Believe in God. Trust him. Nothing is impossible. If God said he's not a man that he should lie, hallelujah. But we have to believe. We have to trust that he will never leave us or forsake us. We have to trust God that when we're going through our different experiences in our lives, when we're in the valley, he's there. When we're on top of the mountain, he's there. God is right there with us. Hallelujah. And he will already giving you that grace. Giving us that grace. He doesn't set us just like that. He always gives us grace. Hallelujah. We cannot overcome these things on our own. Only by his grace. What am I saying to you? Stop trying it on your own. Only by God's grace. In the wilderness. And then the Bible says in verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, 40 days and 40 nights. You see what the devil, he was after, was hungry. He finished fasting. He finished the 40 days fast. The Bible didn't tell you doing the 40 days fast. Read your Bible after. After when he was so weak. And he was hungry. Who comes to tempt? He weak. 40 days fast, he's weak. In the physical. When we are vulnerable. When we go into different things, that's when the enemy comes. So we cannot be able to respond like we should or resist. But I'm telling you, God has given you that power through the Holy Ghost to overcome the enemy. You are more than victorious through Christ Jesus. I am more than victorious through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, look at the scriptures. Like Jesus be tempted. Say they got the nerve to come there and tempt him. You see, Adam failed. But the second Adam did not fail. Who is Jesus Christ? 100% God. 100% me. Then after he was tempted, and I'm not going into the details how he was tempted, you can see it. Where should I live? When Satan tempting him with words. Satan using words. That's what we got to be careful to tempt him. Satan know the Bible. He just twist things around just like he did. Satan come with the same thing he did to Eve and in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus was on time for him. Hallelujah. He even tempted Jesus. So the Bible says in it, the devil leaving high mountain and showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. That's the last temptation. How you would give them? Jesus Christ, who the creator, God incarnate, all the kingdoms of this, the whole universe is his. Then you come and, you know, and tell Jesus that. What did Jesus say? Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. Hallelujah. Something is yours. The same thing he did with Adam and Eve. Didn't God say? They were already, they already had the wisdom. They already had everything. But sometimes the enemy will come to you to make you think you don't have energy, to make you feel like you're nothing, to make you feel sad, to make you all, no. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he, and that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have the spirit of Christ in you. Reach within you. Hallelujah. Let the gift of the Holy Spirit be activated and manifested in you. Because Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. Hallelujah. Do not let your vulnerability, maybe you might be going through things. People take advantage when people are going through changes, when people are weak. But you are strong in the Lord. You are courageous in the Lord. The Bible says after that, the angels strengthen him. The angels strengthen him. Hallelujah. When you're going through your different changes and the Holy Spirit helping you, but you have angels that are assigned to you as an individual to assign, they do what God tells them to do. Lord, send your holy angels. morning who needs strength. Lord, send your holy angels to strengthen me. I am weak. I need the ministry of the holy angels to strengthen me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, help me to resist temptation. Holy Spirit, I need your strength. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. You are never alone. Hallelujah. You are never alone. But I'm saying to you, you are never, never alone. The Spirit of Christ is with you. The Spirit of Christ is with you, within you. Hallelujah. You are never alone. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that you are what? Never alone. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but you're not alone. You're not alone. He's with you. Hallelujah. I sense there some people feel so alone. They've been going through different things with their lives. But you said you will never leave us or forsake us. So I pray, oh God, that you strengthen each and every one. Release your unspeakable joy. Pour upon each and every one the oil of gladness. Empower us, oh God. We thank you. And we bless your name. The Lord, empower our children, our grandchildren. Cover them with the blood. Release our children and grandchildren to you. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around them. Let your holy angels be with us 24-7. Be our children 24-7. Lord, when we try to make it on our own, we fail. So we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us for our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. Have your, may he watch over your children, cover your children in the blood of Jesus. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.